Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Here, we'll skip in for the moment.
And hang on, I need to take my ongoing. Yeah. I do not save against it, so.
Pretend this character does something very impressive that he hasn't done yet. So, Kai, you're up.
Okay.
And I, of course, mark it, and then he'll probably swing and mark it again.
Sure.
And I'm
going
to Martial Strike it.
Okay.
Hopefully it will die this time. I rolled a natural 20.
You kill it outright.
Wow.
Though it does get to bite you before it
hits. You find that one magic spot on it that is spooked it.
And with a 27, it probably still hits you.
Yes.
So, the good news is that this won't affect your save, because you technically haven't made it yet.
Okay.
So you take another 5 ongoing necrotic, but it doesn't stack. So at the end of the round, you'll save and it'll go away.
Okay.
I think
that's how that
man. The bad news is that you're on your butt again, and you take 7 points of damage.
Exactly.
And then it dies.
It's only by one.
Sure, it's not rounding.
Something maybe.
Remember, it's going to round down. But it also could be a bottom-based fix.
Well, it's based on the beta.
Tim, you're up.
Magic,
yes. Actually, you didn't take a move action, so if you wanted to, you could stand up again. Or did you take a move action? I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah,
no.
I stood up the first time.
Okay, right.
Tim.
All right, I'll stand up. Oh, wait. First, I'll take my 5 points of ongoing damage. So now I will be bloody. And then, putting my magic missile.
I hit it, it didn't die. You had the option of sliding 2 squares if you really wanted to, and we figured you didn't want to.
Okay.
And you have, we haven't.
Unless you just want to let this, you know, let
it go. Did you attempt to my save?
No, we skipped your turn so far.
Okay.
So, you go back to you after you've done the turn.
Okay.
Now, will magic missile the one that has all that crap on it over here?
Okay. The stack, this one?
Yeah, that one.
That one is dead.
Oh.
That one died.
Oh, so it shouldn't even be there. Well, then I'll shoot the other one next to it.
Okay.
23 versus the 3 flex.
Hit check.
There we go.
Let's see, 9 plus 16 points damage.
All right. So, Sarek, we skipped you, so...
Okay.
You're up now.
I made my saving throw. I took my damage, but I did make my saving throw.
Okay, good.
She's no longer in a threatened area.
I need to see if I make my save.
Hooray! Because he's bloodied, and then she can do that without getting any attacks on her. No. We did this to her last turn.
Okay.
And what the heck, because I don't think I'm going to get much of a chance to use it much or later. I will totem drain on it.
Okay.
Ooh, and miss horribly.
Okie doke. Gwen, you are up. Reflex sucks, but it doesn't suck that badly.
Yeah.
Miss. Okay. And now the remaining rats get to go. One will go ahead and try and bite Kaya. And miss, unless your AC magically became 10.
Actually.
The other was remarked by you. No, you missed. So
he can still march. Would have still
march, so he'll attack you. And does the 16 hit your AC?
No.
Okay. And now it's Ella's turn.
Ella will healing word him.
Okay.
So 10 healing, spend a healing surge plus 8
points. Do I spend a healing surge?
Yes.
You spend a healing surge, but get hit points back. Equals your healing surge, and heals your body for 8. And then she'll Lance of Faith it.
Alright. All which one? She's got two to choose.
She's going
to
Lance of Faith the one over by Kaya.
Okay.
Probably hit with a 25.
Yes. And that's radiant damage, right?
This.
Yes.
Lance of Faith, yeah. Radiant damage.
Alright.
Eight points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And
that one's looking pretty rickety now.
Yep. And Kaya, you get a +2 power bonus on your next attack against that target.
Okay.
Now we're back at the top of the round with Beric.
I
assume this one's no longer immobile. That's not really matters.
Yeah. Kaya or Ella needs to take the damage. And Ella saves against her ongoing.
Hooray!
No, wait, she wasn't taking any more ongoing. She passed last time. That failed.
Yeah.
So, my bad. Okay. Reaping strike on this thing. That'll hit with 21. 17 points of damage.
Yes, it explodes in a bunch of gooey, in a big gooey mess, and tries to bite. Since you were remarking it, it'll try to bite you as it dies. Does a 19 hit your AC?
No.
Alrighty then. There's one more somewhat rickety looking dead rat thing left, and it's Sarek's turn.
Well, actually, I still have. Because that was just a standard to hit it.
Well, alrighty then.
I'll go ahead and move over here.
Now it's Sarek's turn.
Sarek.
You got it this time, Kaya?
I think I probably got this one.
Okay, then I will just hold tight.
Okay. Kaya, you're up.
Kaya just pushes it over.
I'm going to finger lunge it.
Plus two, your attack. So what's that elevated?
That's a 19 without any of my modifiers.
That'll hit it. Explodes horribly. Does an AC 15 hit you?
No.
It's its last defiant gasp at unlife. It attempts to tear your throat out and misses her.
Alrighty. We have the time now. Search the room.
But the only thing I'm interested in here is a small locked box.
Do we have 5 minutes for some short rest?
Yes.
Oh, good. Can we get our healing kit?
There's a small locked iron box. And
cool.
I am calling a 5 minute break. So that I may take a bath.
Alright. So let's heal ourselves up.
So, is that sump pump again, Jeremy?
Right, get the gun.
Oh, never mind. I found a drain.
Okay. There's a lot of people down here.
Healed.
And the taking five, then we regain our encounter powers, right?
Yep. Correctamundo.
Small iron box.
Get easy to pick. Your target was a 21. Basically, and it opens up.
Tink!
What is inside it?
A lot of coins.
A severed human head.
No, that's the next one. This one contains 28 gold, 10 silver, and a whole lot of copper. Somewhere in the order of 200-ish copper.
So it wasn't that small of a locked box.
Probably put it in Tim's bat magic bag.
In the box.
In his man purse.
The money goes into Tim's man purse.
Jeremy is not here to complain. Excellent.
Yes. True, Tim, if you wish to complain about the man purse, do so now.
Alrighty then.
Okay, thus
then.
It is named.
Thus it is named the man purse.
Yes. And is that all we find in this room?
Yes. It's an interesting picture.
Then shall we open the next door?
Another door.
Open it.
Let us open the next door.
Okay.
Kaya, you're standing in front of the door. So, I think Kaya opens the door. Yeah.
Kaya opens the door. You open the door to a round outer room. The outer room is filled with dirt and leaves, mm-hmm. and it leads out onto a balcony with a short protective wall.
Anything out here?
Well, from the doorway where you're standing, see dirt and leaves.
Looks
open
clear.
Open space in an open space that leads out onto a balcony.
I will go in.
I don't follow.
Alright. Nothing interesting appears to be in the circular room.
Search the circular room.
Amidst the piles of dirt and leaves, you find more dirt and more leaves.
Sweet! In the bag.
No. Maybe in your bag.
Right, in the man purse.
Maybe in your man purse.
No, we took a vote while you were gone. It's now the man purse. You had the option of saying anything, and you didn't, so it is the man purse.
Right.
But on the plus side, he did put 28 gold, 10 silver, and 200 copper into the man purse.
Did somebody write it down?
Yeah, I did.
All right. I'll keep it in the man purse.
We're going to label it on the bag, man.
Don't do that might hurt the value.
He's never going to sell it.
Remind me to make you a special bag. As a fuse.
We're not calling you the Manny yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yet. Okay, well, there's the circular room, and let's go outside the circular room.
All right. Head outside the circular room.
And explode.
Well, that was quick. Just blow.
Buy me dinner first.
Outside the room.
What would he do if it said yes?
Okay.
Well, all right then.
Outside the room, there is a balcony with a short protective wall. There's more dirt and leaves out here. It looks like it's 10-15 feet down to the corridor down there. It's about 15 feet or so down. 14, if you wish to be precise.
It's okay. We get a measuring tape out.
All right.
Just to check.
It's precisely 14 feet down to the Isuzu and Dungeons acting.
We add that to the accurate blueprints that we're sketching, okay. You know.
14 feet down to the garden, the rooftop garden.
Tim's there with a big drafting table.
Right.
Big compass.
And there's not really anything kind of interesting up here until you turn to leave and you see a...
Go-headed demon?
No.
Oh.
Going... The thing goes, hugs!
Giant.
You see a large piece of alabaster bearing a rune affixed to the balcony wall.
Explosive rune. Damn it!
Actually, right. So basically, you're out looking around and you don't see anything. You kind of turn and you see it, and it's right. It's light right on this wall here.
Okay.
Damn. Can you read it? Are you dead? Okay.
What?
His intelligence dropped last time.
Huh?
Right.
Should do an arcana check.
Whenever you run into something, read it.
But not out loud.
That's not out loud.
It's a strange rune to me. I don't know what it means.
It says haster.
All it says haster, haster, haster over and over and over again.
Right. You stay here.
I got a 25 on arcana.
Yeah, I only got a 24.
Okay. Well, it is magical. And it looks like
it's going to kill us.
No. It was magical, or it is magical, I should say, and it is in order to activate it, you need to touch it. Give me another Arcana roll.
I got 20.
I'll just add my plus 2 to her. Because I got 18.
20.
It looks like originally this rune was designed to ward away evil spirits. But it has since been defaced, and its effect has changed, though you're not sure exactly what it does now.
Can we... Well, I could. I will say, can they tell it?
In order to find out, what you'd have to do is touch it. Which would act.
It doesn't say anything specifically, though. Like, it is a magic rune, but
it is a magic rune.
If I read it through my... It doesn't actually say anything. It's not in a specific language.
Like I said, it looks like originally it was designed to ward away evil spirits, but it has since been defaced, and that has changed whatever it does. You're not sure what it does now.
I guess we'll tell everybody that.
Okay.
So really, probably when you touched it, it triggered a protection from evil things, and now it's defaced, so it probably does the opposite, or... I don't know. Blows you up. You want to touch it?
I will turn my hearing on and turn my sense of touch off. And go.
I'm carrying a man purse. I can't touch things like that.
Touch it. Your sense of touch.
Well, we're discussing whether or not we should touch it. She touches it.
I walk over and go,
does an 18 hit your will?
Well, probably. Let's see. Oh, it is by 18. Yes,
okay,
it probably does.
You are filled with a strong desire to fling yourself off the balcony.
Ooh.
You know that is a good idea. That is, in fact, the best idea you've ever had, and you need to act on it right now.
Okay.
Everyone else who's around discussing whether or not you should touch it, can go ahead and roll, let's say... Everyone give me a dexterity roll. You can go ahead and do a dexterity roll as well.
Will I automatically use my leap? Will I automatically use my leap, my flying ability at that point?
I get a 15, Ella gets an 18.
I got me too. Okay.
I got a 21.
What am I rolling?
Roll a dexterity check.
Dexterity.
I got a 6.
23.
Ouch. 11.
Okay, well, the good news is that pretty much everybody sees her walk under and go, and she gets this wild look in her eye. She looks over. She's ready to run. Looks like she wants to fling herself up off the balcony, and she's going to try. So who's going to stop her?
You got the highest.
I'll stop her.
Okay. I want you give me a hit roll. Assume you're trying to grab her, so you can go ahead and use strength.
Okay.
Which hit?
I hit a 17.
Alright.
No, I hit a 19, I'm sorry.
19 hit your AC?
19 is my AC.
Okay. You are now grabbed. I want you to both give me strength rolls.
Seven.
14.
Okay. You are able to restrain her as she attempts to leap mightily off the roof. And he restrains you for a few seconds, and then it occurs to you that that was the dumbest thing you've ever wanted to do in your life.
Okay, so nobody else touches it. So
the desire to leap off the building has now left the mind.
As he's like holding on to me, I scream, "Don't touch it!"
Couldn't she touch it and drop it in the man purse again?
Okay, we're not going to hack off and then drop it into my bag of holding, so we can take it somewhere else.
That may be the thing that fits in the belly of the statue.
No, no.
No!
No!
I'm just laughing at the idea of putting it in the back of the building. you go and rummage around and grab something.
I need to jump off of this.
All of a sudden, have the desire to fling yourself off the nearest. Well, where did I put that? He's going for the ledge again.
So, no.
Well, I say we back out of here and go up the stairs.
I guess so.
Well, we can either go up the stairs or through the secret door at this point.
Let's try the secret door.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, open the secret door.
All right, I will pull out some chalk and draw a arcane rune on the floor that looks really cool. I'm going to dance around and I'm going to sacrifice a chicken.
And meanwhile, Kaya opens the door.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'll use the key I found to try to...
Okay, give me another perception check.
Don't you have the tensor's floating disk that we could stand on to get to the door?
Okay.
You could.
It'll take 10 minutes.
I'll stop, and then I'll think, and then I'll check for traps.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check. Okay. You're checking the lock, and there is a secondary mechanism that you have to hit when you're opening it. Otherwise, you're going to trigger some kind of a trap.
Okay.
Now that you know what the secondary mechanism is, you can safely open it.
Okay. I will open it.
Okay. You open it safely. It turns out that this is a trap door, and it opens downward. Open it, and you kind of look up there, and there's this kind of mechanism that basically holds this big stone block in place over the opening. Now there's enough room that you can climb up there, but basically if you hadn't opened it, that would have fallen down on your head.
Well, my ritual is done. I opened the door.
Good job, Tim.
Here, have a dead chicken. It's my gift to you.
Yes. Yes.
We'll eat that later.
That is true. There is no ladder.
I thought you had been carrying everything on the tensor's floating disc.
No, that was just the first day.
We've stopped that practice.
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Costing money for them.
Yeah.
Guess that.
It only floats about this high off the ground.
So you've successfully opened the trapdoor in the ceiling. But,
okay, the mechanism that would drop the rock, is there a way to flip a rope up over something up there to use as a...
Possibly. So what you actually see is, let's move everything back again.
Are we recording?
Yeah?
Okay.
Sweet!
I just thought about that. It's like we turned it off when we left.
Okay. So, what you see when you get up in here is this seems to open up into another tower where there's another ladder that actually is up here that leads up to a trap door. In that scene. So, how you getting up there?
Try to find something to throw the rope over.
Okay.
So I don't want to go all the way back to the second floor, but I pull the ladder out of that hole.
Okay. Does anybody have a grappling hook?
I think I do. I do. I have a grappling hook.
Alrighty then.
Why don't we just throw it up there and see if we can catch it on something?
Alright.
If it's squishy, then we pull it down and kill it. If it's not squishy, we climb up.
Maybe it's the guy with the ramp swords he's holding onto it.
It could be, but I'm going to possibly change out a spell.
This is the low ceilings right here, right?
Yeah.
You know, I could just boost people up through the hole.
Yeah.
You may just get a wedge on something up there. Feels pretty certain.
And I'll just...
See if you can boost me up.
Okay. You can, in fact, boost you up.
Okay.
All right, so... You get boosted up. You get up into that room. The floor is made of stone. You're in basically a 20-foot square room. The floor is made of stone. The ceiling is 12 feet high. There's an iron ladder that goes up to another trapdoor in this room. Now that you're up here, you can see that the wall the walls here have niches carved in them. Many are empty, but there are four of them have flasks of water, and a fifth niche has a small, gray, demonic-looking idol that seems to be made of something weird. It looks like it's made out of compressed ash.
I'm not touching it.
If she gets
in the water.
She gets up there without any issue, I'll boost you up if you want.
Sure, I'm there.
I'll send Sarah up.
Okay. Same deal. More flasks of water. A small demonic figure. But here's the one to be made of compressed ash.
What was that half piece supposed to look like?
Spiral.
Some spiral.
So this demon looking thing probably isn't it?
Probably get some money out of that.
Probably regret it, but we probably should send Tim up. Tim, do you want to go up there?
Is there enough room?
Is there enough room for Tim up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go up.
Boost Tim on up.
Alright. Now two of you are standing here. There is technically room for a fourth person, but that would be it.
26 on Arcana.
Okay. The...
And if I start to go glow, I'm swinging.
Not touching anything yet.
Look up and tell me if holy water is magical.
That might be in there.
And I have the adventure's altar for that. But the demon statue itself does not appear to be magical. It doesn't appear to be. There isn't anything. It appears to be a piece of art. A kind of creepy piece of art, but a piece of art.
Okay.
I mean, if you tried, you could probably use it in some kind of ritual. Nothing leaves the mind.
Probably think of something. Put it on the bag of holding.
Okay. Four vials of water and the statue made of compressed ash go into the bag of holding.
Alright. You're going to send us a list, right?
Yeah. There is an iron ladder that leads up to another trapdoor in the ceiling.
That key's up there.
That demon is, too.
Yep. We got to go up. There's a demon up there for killing.
Is there a way up in there?
Yeah,
there's a ladder.
Alrighty. Well... What order do you guys want to go up, then?
somebody with lots and lots of, you know, getting out of the way of demon fire or armor.
Well, do you want us beefy types going up first? Do you want mixing? Kai?
The quote-unquote beefy types first, and then Ella.
Doesn't appear to be any holy water.
Okay, so you guys are already up there, so probably should be Kaya, Sarek, then me, then Ella, and then probably, what, Gwen, then Tim? Tim, you want to be back?
Sure.
I'm not up there. Ella and I aren't up there with you guys.
But we'll get you up there.
Okay.
Holy there water doesn't appear to exist in the adventures.
Okay.
When I did a search.
Said the water was magical.
Okay.
It used to be probably be in divine power.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It might be magical.
Yes, we don't know.
It's all good. Literally.
There's been no indication.
All right. So, who all is standing up in this room now?
I am.
So, Kaya's up here.
I am.
I'll probably be.
You're up here.
Tim's up there.
Because we're still discussing.
And I will climb up next, and then obviously there's not enough room now, so Kaya,
okay,
go up.
Okay, so, yeah. At this point, you're going to have to start using the rope, because it's unlikely that... Well, how strong are you?
11.
Okay. She might be able to give you a boost up, but you're kind of heavy. Okay, no problem. Yeah, there's an iron ladder that leads up to a trapdoor in the ceiling.
I would climb up the ladder.
Okay. Climb up the ladder and open up the trapdoor. Let's shift that. Yeah, let's start stacking.
And I'm done.
Okay, you lead up to that room. That room, you can't actually see it in that map, but I believe it has a door. Give me a second here.
I'm putting her in here.
This is the second level of the tower. There's another ladder that goes up to a trapdoor in the roof. The trapdoor is barred from this side. Yeah.
It's a bad sign.
The only other thing in the room is a large locked iron chest.
Did we? Okay. We took that other block box, right?
Yes.
That had the. Okay. What's the lock on the iron chest look like?
Yeah, it looks like a normal lock. It's like a fairly complicated, but otherwise normal lock.
Doesn't look like turnkey. I can actually open it if we can't get it open, but it'll take a couple of minutes.
25.
It does not appear to be trapped.
No,
that's not.
If you give me 10 minutes, I can open it.
Okay.
Look out below!
I'm probably going to open it by just dropping it down the hole, couldn't I?
Big chest. Oh, kind of heavy.
Okay. I'll let Tim open it. I'll let Tim have his fun.
Well, I mean, do you think it's important enough we open it now?
Yeah, probably. We don't have any place else to.
Okay. Who else is a ritual caster?
Ella.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
she can assist. Alright.
What is it, an arcana check?
Yeah, it's going to be an arcana check.
It's a 16, so she'll assist.
Very arcane spell on the fact that he's got to get out the scientific calculator done.
No, lately my math hasn't been...
Take the square root.
Yeah. 28.
28 for... I'm not familiar with the...
Make an arcana check with a plus 5 bonus in place of a thievery check to open each lock or closure.
Okay.
You
got a
28? I got a 28.
Okay.
Pops open.
You have found a chest full of coins. There's at least 120 gold in here. At least 350 silver. There's a silver headband. Looks like it's worth 40 gold. And there are three items. There, well...
Do you know where the Channel Divinity feats are? In this? I'm not finding them at all.
I don't know. I don't think they can. I don't know.
Okay.
I have cards of them somewhere. True.
If nobody else wants the hide armor, I'll take it.
Okay.
Who uses rods as magical implements? Isn't it warlocks? They use daggers.
Warlocks, they use rods as well. Warlocks.
Do you already have a magical implement?
I don't think she does.
Do I? I have a magic item. I have that crown.
Oh, but you don't have an actual...
Yes, but you don't have...
Well...
No, you just have a regular mace. But we can get you... We can give you a magic rod, though.
Because that would add a plus 2, if that's the case, to all your crap that says implement.
That's pretty much everything.
Yeah. If you have what you're looking for,
is if anything here says implement.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. Yeah. Everything.
We'll give you a plus 2. Is what is it, plus 1 or plus 2?
Well, this one is a plus 2 enhancement, and it's a rod of first
blood. Plus, it basically, on all of those things with implement, give you a plus 2 to your attack and damage rolls.
Okay.
And when you hit a creature that has maximum hit points with an attack using the rod, it deals an extra 1d8 damage.
Yeah, these rods.
So if they're undamaged when you hit them, you deal extra damage.
All right. Now you want to... Here's the hide armor.
Everybody else wants it. And if you actually crit, like on any of these, if you roll a nat 20 to hit... You'll do max damage plus 2d6 damage or plus 2d8 damage against creatures that have maximum hit points.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
you didn't want the skull.
So you're going to be wheedling that sucker.
Skull bracers.
Right. What are they? Let me see.
Because not all use them too. So that doesn't want to. And also, anything we don't use, we melt down later on.
It is a daily power minor action. The next successful attack you make before the end of your next turn deals an extra 1d10 damage. Skull bracers. Their heavy bracers are each mounted with long, dragon-like skulls.
Right. So... Well, anybody.
It's an arms slot.
Yeah, it's an arm slot. As long as you don't have anything on your arm slot.
I don't have anything on the arm slot.
Okay. Yeah, she wants them. They're hers.
So hide versus leather is one increment up?
I believe so. So we take this time to change clothes.
Okay, leather is a 2, hide is still light armor, and it's a +3. So yes, it's a 1 enhancement. The only thing is, it weighs 10 more pounds, and it actually has a check penalty to all strength, dexterity, and constitution-based skill checks when you wear the armor.
And you take a -1 check penalty.
But, what was it, like a +2, so +5 additional, I mean...
So it's AC total, AC bonus, then it's 5.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand that right.
Right.
It's base +3 and it gets a +2, so it's 5. Versus whatever your leather armor was.
Which was 2, so I go up 3 slots.
And then anytime you...
So what is it? It's
do a strength base.
It's hide mode. Armor +2?
+2 battle harness hide, yep. So as... property as a free action, I can draw a sheathed weapon or retrieve a stowed item, and I gain a +2 initiative as well.
So effectively, it would raise your AC to what,
22?
22. Nice. You're almost up at my level, man.
I'm trying. +10 to my initiative total now is, you know. Nothing.
And what is it? What is it? Its ability called again?
It's got the property as a free action. You can draw a sheathed weapon or retrieve a stowed item.
Oh, nice. But no, what is it called, though? It's a...
+2 battle harness hide.
I got it. I'm just putting it on your sheet here.
If you're putting on my sheet there, if you put the Cloak of Resistance +1 on there as well.
The Cloak of Resistance? Yeah. Got it.
Okay, now that you guys have...
Thoroughly upkept.
...that some of you, I think you specifically, maybe... Well, actually, does anyone have more than one magic item with daily power?
No, I just have the one.
I have 2 magic items now.
Do they both have daily power?
No.
No.
I only have one that has daily power.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, I guess the instant campsite, but...
The deal with magic items and daily power is a little weird, I understand it.
Yep.
Like, basically, in the Paragon tier, you can only use 1 daily power on a magic item, period. A day. So even if you have 2...
Do they regenerate after milestones, though?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I believe they're supposed to regenerate after.
Okay. I believe you. But if someone actually has that, then it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. So, moot point. Anyway.
Moving on.
Dead air. Dead air.
All right, everyone is chortling over their new stuff, their new swag, which you found in giant piles.
Yes. All right.
Turn our attention to the door.
And very stupidly, I forgot to mention, there's half of the Chaos Spirit key.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah, we kind of need
detail,
that.
Just sort of slipped.
I'll grab that.
Thanks. Okay.
No, Tim, you can't have it. Not yet.
Yeah, each time you reach a milestone, you gain 1 additional use.
Yeah. So they do regenerate after a milestone.
Yeah. So anyway, you now have half the key.
Woo! Shall we continue on up?
Might as well.
All right. Kaya, you want to go up first?
Not really.
Okay. You want me to go up first?
I will.
Not really.
You just want me to fireball the top?
I don't know. I guess we can keep going. The demon thing needs to be confronted. I just don't especially want
it. I mean, we don't have to. We could just go look for the other key and then use our ropes to jump off the side, leave this place, and go just...
Go up.
I'm going up.
We're not leaving a demon here.
We could melt down half the key so the thing could never be opened.
Yes, but could do that. Isn't this the key he needs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We need that.
So we can't melt it down yet.
To get the all key to open his
and
chest.
Actually, it's not even our key.
But we probably need this key to get to the all key, which is probably buried in the basement.
Yes, okay. This is the key that opens up the demon guy in the basement there. It's
the thing in his stomach, right?
The fat guy. We'll climb into the fat guy, go down in the basement, get the all key, open my chest.
Find your dead master.
Fine. Find my dead master, melt him down, turn him into gold.
Sweet! And live like kings?
Yeah. And, you know, anyone...
Wow, that alchemist said is a lot more powerful than I thought it was.
All we needed was one dead master. So
it's the one ingredient.
Who trained you? We could kill him, put him in the chest, and then melt him down.
I don't think I want to go after him. He isn't down, but he's kind of mean.
So, yeah, we go up.
All right, you go up. You get up there, and the trapdoor is barred from this side.
Do we just want to open the door and toss in some alchemist fire and then close it?
Well, we should open the door and see what's
and
there
do
first.
Like 3 points of damage to whatever's in there.
I could roll a six.
Fire damage to the demon. Just throw that out.
Well, you know. Maybe he's an ice demon.
It's possible.
Open the door. Unbar it.
Okay. Stack again.
Still wish I had a projector.
Okay. So the people who are up in this room need to actually move themselves to over there.
We'll move everybody else up. Probably more like this.
Then... the trapdoor actually opens up here. So you pop open the trapdoor and you don't see anything. At least not without, you know, sticking your head out or something.
Looks clear.
Fatal last word.
They have a guillotine set up sideways, so you're like, looks good. Thump, thump, thump. We're leaving. We're leaving now.
Alright. Let's go back down to that broken balcony. We got 50 feet of rope. Let's go.
And we're done. All right. Well, campaign.
Go to the church. Be like,
okay. Burn the house down. Go. Let's go. Come on.
How much holy water do you store in this church? We need all of it. Can you banish the house to Celestia? Just dump it outside in the ocean of holy water.
Well, I'll stick my head up if no one else does.
I will.
Okay. I'll cover myself point for the splatter.
Stick your head up, and you are, in fact, at the very roof of the tower. You don't see much up here.
There's probably nothing up here.
You're at the roof of the tower. It looks like if you climbed up here, you could get a pretty good view of the surroundings. You could look down on the rest of the house, but from where you are, sticking your head up through the trapdoor, you see the crenellations on the wall, you see the sky.
I'll climb all the way up to the top, but that's fine.
Okay. You move up to the top, and then I need to do something.
Uh-huh.
What do you need?
Well, let's start with this guy, I guess. He looks appropriately scary. Though his base may be too big for what I need.
There's Chaos Warriors.
The big fiery dude.
Fiery
big fiery dude.
Dude.
Let's do a big fiery dude. I need a big goat-headed guy.
Oh, well, we got plenty of goat-headed guys right here. One of those, there's a guy with a sword. And we'll just get the sword.
And I need a couple of
clear guy.
Dogs.
Here's the...
Yeah. I need two of those really creepy looking too. Curled up, you see... You see sleeping, curled up on a nasty pile of straw, something that shouldn't exist.
Hello, I don't exist.
So you basically get up there and you kind of look around, and the you can see the rest of the tower from here.
So is he actually here then?
Yes. He's actually down there. But yeah, I'm actually just going to leave him up here because that's where you are for now. And then if anybody moves down, I'll move over there. He is currently sleeping in a pile of straw. Really nasty, moldy looking straw, but a pile of straw. Moving around up there are two huge hounds that seem to be cloaked in darkness.
So we gotta go.
Even when you try to look at them, you can see them, but everything around them dims.
You gotta go all the way back.
Right.
And you all see each other at about the same time.
There.
And the hounds look at you, and you look at the hounds.
Looks like.
And they howl. And the beast wakes up.
And I go back down. I don't look far at the door from this side.
You have now woken up the Earthbound Demon.
Lovely. Alright.
Because we could also drop ropes off the side of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
While you guys go down, we could sit there and blast it. As we say that, he's like teleporting in.
Yes.
Murders everybody down.
Flying over,
lobbing fireballs.
Decapitations. Yeah. Et cetera,
earthquakes.
Okay. Well,
barbecue sauce.
Why?
He's a demon. It's demons too. They have bags of them. They're just like, baby, barbecue sauce.
Yes, you hear a horrible ear splitting. So what happens is Sarek.
Zatic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine! Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon! What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO! Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersaddict.com.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.